A very good morning to one and all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Christmas is all about the birth of Jesus Christ. So why do Christians all over the world celebrate this birth every year? Well, one reason is that no other birth was ever like this one. No other birth in the world was brought about by the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a virgin. No other birth in the world was welcomed by choirs of angels singing in the night sky. No other birth in the world brought wise men coming all the way from the east just to worship the one who was born with costly gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
也从来没有一个婴孩在出生的时候，东方的博士会带着黄金乳香和没药来敬拜他。
And no other birth in the world was already known and foretold more than 700 years before Jesus Christ was born.
也没有一个人在出生的时候，其实在700年前已经被预言了。
And this is something that should absolutely amaze us. For God had already revealed so many facts concerning His birth through the ancient prophets.
神已经借着这些以前的先知，让我们知道有一个这样的降生。
The prophet Micah foretold the place where Jesus would be born.
所以这个叫弥迦的这个先知预言了耶稣基督降生的地方。
This is what Micah wrote. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
所以弥迦在弥迦书里面5章2节这么说：伯利恒，以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来。 在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。And
7 centuries later, without any deliberate planning, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, exactly as Micah had foretold.
而在700年后，在没有特意的安排下，耶稣基督就有如弥迦所说，在伯利恒降生了。
Now there was another prophet by the name of Isaiah who lived at about the same time as Micah.
还有另外一个先知，差不多跟弥迦是同一个时间的，他的名字叫以赛亚。
And Isaiah foretold the birth of Christ and also what he would be called.
以赛亚也给我们预言说他的名字会叫什么。
He said, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚先知这么说：应有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙、测试全能的神。 永在的父和平的君，他的政权以平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。Of
the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And 7 centuries later, on the night that Jesus was born, angels appeared in heaven announcing that this prophecy had been fulfilled.
所以在700年后，这以赛亚所预言的真的实现了。
And they said, For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior which is Christ the Lord.
也就是在路加福音第二章十一节，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Now this morning we want to learn why the birth of Jesus Christ is so significant by looking at this particular prophecy that was given by Isaiah.
所以今天早上我们要来看为什么以赛亚先知所讲的这个预言对耶稣基督的降生是多么的重要。
And we will see that this prophecy presents three great facts about the birth of Jesus that should always fill us with a sense of wonder and appreciation.
所以今天我们也要来思想这三个伟大的事实，就是使我们真的是叹为观止。
The first great fact is the ones that he was born for.
第一个重点就是他为这他们而生的人。
The prophecy begins with the words, "For unto us a child is born."
第一个重点就是因有一婴孩为我们而生。
And you notice that the words "unto us" is repeated in verse 6.
因为在第六节我们看到为我们赐给我们重复了。
And that shows that it is being emphasized.
所以在这边让我们看到先知是要强调。
It shows that this child was not born for anyone else, but for us who are of the human race.
所以他是要让我们知道，其实耶稣基督的降生不是为着任何其他的，而是为着我们人类而来。
This child was not born for the angels, although they rejoiced at his birth.
虽然在耶稣降生的时候天使欢庆他的降生，但是这个耶稣基督不是为他们而生。
Jesus was born in human flesh as one of us.
所以耶稣基督成为肉身，像我们每一个人一样。
Hebrews 2 verse 16 tells us, "For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham."
所以希伯来书第二章十六节告诉我们，他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And so one of the greatest facts about Christ's birth is that he was born for us.
所以一个很重要的重点是，他是为着我们而来到这个世界。
He is the one that the whole human race and even the entire creation had been waiting for.
他是我们人类跟整个被创造的在等候的。
The one who is meant for us and who is freely given to us by God himself.
他是神特别为我们预备的，而且是无条件为我们预备的。
And why did God give him to us?
那为什么神要把他赐给我们呢？
It was to meet our greatest and most basic need of all.
因为他是神要我们得到我们最大的需要。
Our need for life.
就是我们需要生命。
Jesus confirmed this when he said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly."
主耶稣这样告诉我们说，他盗贼来无穷，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊或者叫做我们人得生命。
And he also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me."
所以主耶稣也这么说，我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And that makes this gift the most precious gift to us.
所以这让我们看见这个神给我们的礼物是多么的宝贵。
Now let me ask you this. If someone who loves you takes a whole lot of trouble to make a very special gift just for you and gives it to you personally, what will you do?
所以现在我问你一个问题，如果有一个人很特别的为着你预备了一份礼物，并且特别亲自的送到你面前，你会怎么做呢？
I'm sure that you would receive it with thanks.
我很相信你一定会很感恩，很谢谢他的接受这份礼物。
Now if Jesus Christ was born for you and is given to you, what should your response be to him?
那么主耶稣是为你而降生并且赐给你，你会怎么回应呢？
You should gladly receive him and welcome him as your own.
所以你应该要好好的接受他，然后让他成为你的。
But the sad thing is that even though Jesus is specially meant for us all, not everyone wants to receive him and welcome him.
但是很令人难过的一件事是，虽然神这样帮我们预备，我们还是有很多人不要接受他。
John chapter 1 verse 11 tells us that he came unto his own and his own received him not.
所以在约翰福音第一章十一节告诉我们，他到他自己的地方来，他自己的人倒不接待他。
What a terrible response this is.
这是多么令人伤心的回应啊。
How can the Son who is so specially given not be received by the very ones to whom he was given?
这么宝贵的神的儿子赐给这些人，为什么这些人不接受这样的一份礼物呢？
And how about you?
那你呢？
Have you received him or have you ignored him?
你是否接受这份礼物呢？还是你不理这份礼物呢？
Please listen again to these words of Isaiah.
让我们再听多一次以赛亚所说的。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
Dear friends, Jesus was born for you.
所以亲爱的朋友，耶稣是为你而生。
God has given you the most wonderful gift you can ever receive, that is the Son of God.
神已经赐给你了最好的礼物，就是他自己的儿子，神的儿子。
Have you received this gift?
你是否已经接受了这个礼物呢？
And if you have not received him yet,Will you receive him today?
如果你还没有接受的话，你今天是否会接受这份礼物呢？
Now, if you want to receive Jesus, you must remember one important thing about him.
如果你要接受这份礼物，那么你要记得耶稣基督的一个重点。
You need to accept him as the Lord of your life.
你必须接受他成为你生命的主。
Please do not think that Jesus is still that cute little baby lying in a manger as depicted in all the nativity scenes.
所以不要以为耶稣就像我们平时在那个图片上看到一个很弱小的婴孩。
You know, some people may gladly receive Jesus because they think that he is just, you know, this harmless little child who will not make any strict demands on them.
所以有些人接受耶稣是他们认为耶稣就是像这样一个弱小的婴孩，对他们并没有什么任何严厉的要求。
But Jesus is no longer a baby.
耶稣基督现在已经不再是一个婴孩。
He is no longer a child.
他也不再是一个小孩子。
He is the great King of kings and Lord of lords.
他现在是万王之王，万主之主。
He demands your allegiance and your full obedience to him.
他要求我们效忠于他，并且顺服他。
And this brings us now to the second great fact mentioned in Isaiah's prophecy, which makes his birth so significant.
所以现在我们来看第二个重点，就是让我们看见他的出世啊，他的出生是这么的重要。
This great fact is the ultimate destiny of the child.
这个重点就是这个孩子最终的命运。
The prophecy tells us, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
这个预言告诉我们说，政权必在他的肩头之上。
And that means that Jesus will have the authority to rule.
这也告诉我们，耶稣基督有权柄来治理。
Now let's look at verse 7 to see the qualities of his rule.
所以让我们来看他是怎么样的治理法呢？
Firstly, it says that of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end.
所以这边说他的政权以平安加增无穷。
And that shows us that the rule of Jesus will be a permanent one.
这也让我们看到耶稣基督的掌管是永远的掌管。
No one will ever be able to usurp his authority.
也没有人能够超越过他的政权。
What a great ruler he must be.
他是一个多么伟大的统治者啊！
You know, on this earth, no one has ever been able to remain in power for long.
我们知道在这个世界上没有任何一个政权的领袖能够一直做领袖的。
Death brings the reign of a good ruler to an end.
好的王终究都必会死亡。
Human governments are often replaced in times of elections, in times of revolt, or in times of war.
这个世界上的政府很多时候借着大选、叛变或者是战争而得到更换。
We have seen this happening many, many times in history.
我们在历史里面常常看见。
But the reign of Christ will be different because it will last forever.
但是耶稣基督的掌管却不一样，因为他是永远的。
And therefore, we must submit ourselves fully to his rule.
所以我们要顺服他的掌权。
Because Christ was born to be our king forever.
因为耶稣基督他成为王，是永远的王。
And what kind of king is he?
他是一个怎么样的王呢？
The next part of verse 7 tells us that upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever.
所以第七节的下半部告诉我们说，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，直到永远。
And that tells us that Christ will be a good king, just like his human ancestor King David was.
所以这个也让我们看见耶稣基督就像他的先祖大卫会成为一个很好的王。
Now, do you know that David was the greatest king that Israel ever had?
你是否知道大卫是以色列国一个非常出色的国王吗？
King David transformed Israel into the greatest nation on earth at that time.
大卫王使当时的以色列变成当时最强的国。
He defeated all the enemies of Israel and he enlarged the nation's borders.
他打败了许多以色列的敌人，并且使他的国的边界越来越大。
He was the one who captured the city of Jerusalem and made it his capital city.
他也攻打了耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷成为以色列的首都。
And then he brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem and made all the preparations to build God's holy temple there.
他也把神的约柜带到耶路撒冷，在那边预备建造神的圣殿。
David ruled Israel well and was very much loved by his people.
所以大卫他在统治以色列的时候，他把国家统治得非常好，并且得到国民的爱戴。
And all the kings that reigned after him were all measured according to how much they were like David.
所以之后以色列的王常常以大卫为那个标准来衡量他们是否是好王。
So David goes down in history as a godly and a wise king.
所以大卫实实在在是一个敬虔又有智慧的王。
And therefore God made a covenant with David that the throne of his kingdom would be established forever.
所以神与大卫立了一个约，就是大卫的国将会是一个永远的国。
And this covenant is now fulfilled through David's greatest descendant, Jesus Christ.
所以这个约就实现在大卫的后裔耶稣基督里面。
Jesus is the continuation of David's ruling dynasty.
所以耶稣就是继续大卫的统治。
And his rule will be even better than David's rule.
并且他的统治还好过大卫的统治。
In verse 7, we can see two important features that will characterize the rule of Christ.
所以在第七节，我们能够看到在耶稣基督的统治下，有两个很重要的特征。
And they are judgment and justice.
那就是公平和公义。
How wonderful it will be to be under the rule of such a king.
所以在一个这样的王的统治下是多么美好的一件事。
There will be absolutely no crime or corruption at all because he is able to judge the innermost thoughts and intentions of every man's heart.
因为在这样的一个国度里面没有犯罪，没有腐败，并且他能够判断我们人内心最内心的心怀意念。
And when you receive Jesus Christ as the king of your life, he will also exercise a rule of judgment and justice in your life.
所以如果你接受耶稣做你的王、你的主的话，那么他也能够以这样的公平和公义来带领你的生命。
Our Lord Jesus takes a very serious view of sin.
我们的主耶稣非常认真地看待罪。
He wants you to be pure and clean from all sin.
他要你成为纯全，并且罪被赶出去。
And he will not tolerate even the smallest sin in your life.
他也不能够容忍你生命中最小的罪。
And your celebration of Christmas will only be meaningful when you put away every sin from your heart.
所以当你的罪完全被除去了之后，那么你庆祝圣诞才能够有意义。
The Lord Jesus knows what you have done as well as what you have not done.
主耶稣知道你做过什么，还有你没有做过什么。
And he is most gracious to forgive you of every sin that you have committed if you confess them to him.
如果你犯了罪，你向他认罪的话，他愿意赦免你所有的罪。
You only need to ask him sincerely for his royal pardon.
那么你最重要的是你必须愿意求他赦免你的罪。
And ask him to help you henceforth to live a life that is pleasing unto him.
并且求他帮助你在接下来的日子你过一个圣洁的生活。
Now up till now we have already found two significant facts about the birth of Jesus Christ in Isaiah's prophecy.
所以我们从这个先知当中看到了两个重点。
The first is that he was born for us.
第一，他是为我们而生。
And the second one is that he was born to be our king.
第二，就是他成为我们生命的王。
Now we look at the next part of this prophecy.
我们现在要来看第三部分。
And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
他的名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
And this reveals the names that he will be given.
所以这让我们看见为什么这些名字赐予他。
You know, parents are usually very careful to choose the right name for their newborn baby.
所以我们当中做父母的每次在为婴孩选名的时候你们会很小心的选择。
And they may choose a meaningful name that depicts all the hopes that they have for their child.
所以他们总是会选一个很有意义的名字，因为这是看得出他们对孩子们的期望。
Many of us would have not just one name, but a few names.
我们每一个人都有好几个名字。
We have an English name, a Chinese name, and a surname or family name.
所以我们基本上有英文名字、中文名字，还有我们的姓氏。
In royal families, it is common for a child to have many names.
而在一个王室的家族里面，一个小孩子通常会有很多的名。
And one example is Prince William, who visited Singapore just last month.
所以其中一个例子就是刚刚在上个月来到新加坡的威尔士王子。
Do you know that when he was born in 1982, he was called William Arthur Philip Louis Windsor?
所以这个小孩他是在1982年出生的，他的名字是威廉亚瑟菲利路易斯温莎。
And whenever he is introduced, he is called His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
所以当人家介绍他的时候，他是殿下，他是威尔士王子。
You see, each name that he bears actually has some meaning behind it, such as his identity, his lineage, and his authority.
而在这每一个名字的背后，都有他的身份、血统和权威。
And we see the same thing in Isaiah's prophecy about the names that would be given to Jesus.
所以当我们看到耶稣基督被赐予这么多名字的时候，也是同样的原理。
These names reveal exactly what he would be to his people.
这些名字代表他在他的百姓面前的意义。
Firstly, he is called our wonderful counselor.
第一，我们称他为他被称为测试或者顾问。
And Jesus is the best counselor that you can ever have.
他是这个世界上最好的测试和顾问。
His counsel is far better than what you can obtain from any human counselor.
因为他所给予我们的这些咨询是远远的超过这个世界上任何的人。
Their wisdom is limited, but his wisdom is infinite.
人所给予的咨询是有限的，而耶稣基督给予我们是无限的。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 3 tells us that in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以在哥罗西书二章三节告诉我们，所记叙的一切智慧知识都在他里面藏着。
And Jesus himself invites us to come and learn from him.
所以主耶稣也邀请我们来向他学习。
He said in Matthew 11:29, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
所以他在马太福音第十一章二十九节告诉我们说，我心里柔和和谦卑柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And so, dearly beloved, since Jesus was born to be your wonderful counselor, will you come and learn from him?
所以既然耶稣是我们的测试跟顾问，我们是否愿意来向他学习呢？
Come to him right now and he'll give you the wisdom and knowledge that you need that will endure for eternity.
所以我们来寻求他，我们就能够从他那边得到智慧和知识来面对我们的永生。
Now the second name that is given to Jesus in Isaiah's prophecy is the Mighty God.
所以第二个名字是全能的神。
And this name clearly reveals the deity of Christ.
所以这个让我们看见耶稣基督就是神。
It shows that the birth of Jesus was not an ordinary birth.
这是让我们看到耶稣基督的降生不是普通的降生。
It was the birth of God himself into this world.
就是神自己本身来到这个世界。
God had always existed from the beginning.
就是在一开始的时候，神已经存在了。
But over 2,000 years ago, God did something he never did before.
而在2,000年前，神做了一件很特别，他从来没有做过的事。
He entered into this world by taking on a human form.
他来到这个世界，成为一个人的样式。
In the same way that you and I were born, God was born as a human being.
就好像你跟我怎么样出世来这个世界，他也在这个世界上成为一个人。
Now that is a great mystery that passes all human understanding.
这是一个很大的奥秘，是我们人所不能够理解的。
How can the Almighty God become a helpless, frail little baby?
这个这么伟大的神，他怎么成为一个这么无助的小婴孩呢？
How can God become a little child who has to learn how to talk, how to walk, and how to put on his clothes?
神怎么成为一个人来这个世界，学习怎么讲话，怎么走路，以及怎么自己穿衣服呢？
Many have tried to explain this great mystery, but have failed.
很多人尝试要解释这个道理，但是没有人能够做到。
This must ever remain a mystery that nobody can explain.
这必须是没有人能够解的奥秘。
And that's because our human minds just do not have the ability to understand it.
因为我们人的思维里面是没有办法了解这样的一件事情。
And we simply accept it by faith in God's written word.
我们也只能够凭着信心相信圣经里面所记载的。
And our text here tells us clearly that this son that is born to us is the mighty God himself.
而这个经文告诉我们，这个降生来这个世界的这个神的儿子就是神自己本身。
And the question that comes then is why did the mighty God come into this world and become like us?
为什么这个神必须成为一个人跟我们一样呢？
It is all because of his great love for us.
因为他非常的爱我们。
And this is the truth that is now revealed in the third name that is given in Isaiah's prophecy.
所以这是让我们看到他的第三个名字。
The name, the everlasting Father.
永在的父。
God is our Father because He made us in His own image and He cares for us.
神就是那一位父，因为他造了我们，他照着自己的形象造了我们，并且他照顾我们。
And when God looked upon us, He was moved to compassion because He saw how sin had ruined our lives.
所以当神看到我们的生命充满着罪恶的时候，他非常的感动。
He saw how sin had brought us to untold suffering and death.
因为他看到这个罪怎么样让我们受苦，让我们进入死亡。
And he saw how we would have to spend eternity in hell because of our sins.
他也看到我们因着罪的关系，我们必须在地狱里面度过我们的永生。
God loves sinners like you and me so much that He came down into our midst to die for our sins.
就是因为他爱我们，他来到这个世界来解决这样的一个问题。
God's love for us is revealed in the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以神给予我们的爱就借着耶稣基督展现给我们看。
It was His great fatherly love that brought Him down here to die for us.
就是因为父的大爱，所以他才来到这个世界。
Oh, please think about this.
请我们好好的来思想。
Has anyone ever loved you that much before?
请问这个世界上有人这样的爱你吗？
And if God loves you that much, will you not come to Him now and be lifted up out of your misery and strife?
如果神是这么的爱你，那么你是否愿意要从这苦难和挣扎中出来呢？
Perhaps your life has been filled with storms and with trouble.
或者你的生命充满着许多的困难和暴风雨。
Perhaps your sins have been keeping you worrying about your future.
也或许你的罪让你感为着将来感到非常的忧虑。
Fears have filled your heart and tears have filled your eyes because you cannot find peace in this world.
害怕充满着你的心，眼泪充满着你的眼睛，使你觉得这个世界实在是找不到平安。
And if that is what you're going through right now, here is some good news.
所以如果这是你的情况的话，那么有一个美好的消息要传给你。
Jesus Christ was also born to be your Prince of Peace.
所以耶稣基督为你而生，也要成为你的生命的和平之君。
For he alone can bring the peace that passes all understanding to your heart.
因为只有他能够把这个平安赐给你。
He alone can calm the storm that rages in your soul.
也只有他能够平息你生命中的风浪。
Listen to what he said in John 14 verse 27.
我们来看他在约翰福音14章27节怎么说。
Peace I leave with you.My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Through Jesus Christ, you can now be fully reconciled with God and with your fellow men.
所以借着耶稣基督，我们能够与神以及与人和好。
The death which he died on the cross has atoned for all your sins.
他死在十字架上为你赎罪。
So dear friends, if you are still unsaved, will you come to Jesus now and have all your sins completely forgiven?
所以亲爱的朋友，如果你还没有相信耶稣，你是否愿意来到他的面前，让他赦免你所有的罪呢？
Will you receive this wonderful peace from the Prince of Peace himself?
你是否愿意接受这和平之君所赐给你的平安呢？
And please be fully assured that Jesus will do all these things that are mentioned about him in this passage.
所以我们大家必须非常肯定的，耶稣基督所啊，刚才那段经文所提到有关耶稣基督的，他一定会成全这事。
Because the end of verse 7 tells us that the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
因为在第七节的尾部告诉我们说，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And that means that nothing at all can stop all these things from coming to pass.
所以这也告诉我们，刚才全部写在这段经文里面的事情一定会成就。
Jesus must be all that this prophecy says he would be.
所以耶稣基督就是有如这个预言所讲到的，一定会发生在耶稣基督的身上。
And all the wonderful blessings that are promised in it will certainly be ours.
所以在里面所有一切的祝福都会临到我们的身上。
And one way that this is shown in this prophecy is by using the past tense in the beginning of verse 6.
所以我们怎么看得出来呢？其实在第六节的句子的前面那边，它是用过去式的方法所写的。
Now, you may have wondered why this verse reads, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
所以这一句话，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，其实是用过去式的方式写的。
We know that at the time that this was given, Christ had not been born yet.
所以当这个经文被写的时候，耶稣基督还没有降生。
And it would only take place about 700 years after the time of Isaiah.
而这个预言是在以赛亚先知之后的700年才会发生。
But by putting it this way,Isaiah was saying that this birth is so certain to happen that it is as if Jesus is already born.
所以以赛亚先知用过去式的方法写，是让我们知道他非常肯定耶稣基督一定会降生。
No expression can emphasize more strongly the absolute certainty of his birth.
所以没有比这个能够更强调他的降生是肯定的。
Now, as we live over 2,000 years since that birth took place, we can now look back at the fulfillment of this prophecy.
所以我们现在是在耶稣基督降生后的2000多年，当我们回顾的时候，我们就非常确定了以赛亚先知的预言的确是发生了。
We can all testify that Christ was born exactly as foretold by Isaiah.
所以我们也看到这个耶稣基督降生就跟着以赛亚的预言所预言的一样。
And that proves that God's word is always sure and worthy of our trust.
所以这让我们看到神的话语是肯定的，并且值得我们来相信。
God always does everything that he says he will do.
所以神所说的，他一定会做到。
And since Jesus Christ has said that he will give you salvation, wisdom, life, and peace if you turn to him, he will do it.
而主耶稣基督曾经应许过我们说他会把救恩、智慧、生命和平安赐给我们，他也肯定会这么做。
Dearly beloved, the birth of Jesus Christ has proven for all time that God is faithful to keep all his promises.
所以耶稣基督的降生让我们看到神所讲的他一定会实现他所应许的。
Will you not trust in his word today?
你今天是否愿意相信他的话语呢？
Will you not turn away from your sins and from walking in darkness to come to him for salvation?
你是否愿意离开你的罪跟黑暗的道路来相信他得到这救恩的道路呢？
If you want to do this, please listen carefully now to what you need to do.
那如果你愿意这么做，你必须注意的听要怎么做。
First of all, you must accept everything that the Bible says about Jesus Christ and about yourself as true.
所以第一样就是你必须接受圣经里面讲的有关耶稣基督的东西，以及讲有关你的东西，你必须相信这是真的。
That Jesus is the Son of God who came down from heaven to be made a sacrifice for sin by dying on the cross.
所以你必须相信耶稣基督神的儿子从天堂来到这个世界，为着我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And that you are a sinner who deserves nothing but the awful wrath of God.
而你是一个罪人，你必须面对神那可怕的愤怒。
And secondly, you need to confess to Jesus personally that you need his salvation.
第二，你必须向神承认你需要他的救恩。
Tell him.That you now want to trust in his righteousness alone and that you will stop relying on your own good works to save you.
所以你必须向神告诉神说你愿意信靠他的公义，并且不要再依靠自己的善行。
And thirdly, you must personally commit your life to Jesus once and for all with no thought of turning back.
所以第三，你必须将你委托你的生命给耶稣基督，并且没有不再转回。
Make him your Lord and King from now onward.
让他成为你生命的王，让他成为你生命的主。
So please don't delay to do this.
所以请不要耽延。
Ask the Lord Jesus now to be your Savior and your King.
求耶稣基督成为你的救主，成为你的王。
And as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ today, may the angels who rejoiced when he was born rejoice again over the salvation of someone here.
所以让我们今天在庆祝这个圣诞节耶稣基督的降生的时候，让天使也能够跟我们一起欢乐，有人愿意来信靠耶稣。
May the Lord bless the word that we have heard to our hearts.
愿神祝福我们听他的话语。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, how grateful we are that you have given us your word about the birth of Christ having been foretold.And now, O Lord, we can see how this word has been fulfilled to the very smallest detail. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a son who is born for our sake, who is born to die on the cross for our sins. And so, Lord, we want to pray for anyone here that is hearing your still small voice speaking to them through your word. Lord, may you bring such a person now to salvation, to confess his or her sins, and to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be their Savior. Now, Lord, we pray that you will be glorified in our midst, even through the salvation of sinners and the glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.